Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Hello and welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Today I want to talk about stress. We all have it. Everyone on the planet has experienced it. Most of us have not, by the time we've gotten to middle age. I'm 49, so I hope that's middle age. We'll see. Most of us have not figured out a consistent plan to manage stress in a healthy, positive way. I don't mean Xanax, alcohol, etc. I don't mean sex, etc., right? It's not that those are bad things on their own necessarily. Could be a real requirement for certain people when it comes to the pharmaceuticals. But what I'm talking about is just not always going to the patterns, the external management patterns. That's where I think the big mistake is, thinking, okay, something outside of myself, food, alcohol, sex, drugs, TV, etc., is going to change what I'm feeling on the inside significantly enough to make a long-term positive outcome occur, right? If you have stress in your life and you watch a Netflix show, you may forget about your stress for 40 minutes or 2 hours or whatever it is. You could watch funny videos on TikTok or Instagram or whatever. You can look at pretty people and forget about, or watch other people's drama, watch This Is Us and forget about your problems because the characters have so many emotionally intense problems on the screen. But those are all very short-term solutions. It doesn't actually solve any problem other than just giving yourself a little bit of a break there in the moment. But other than that, it really does nothing for us. It's one of those things where people will just go their whole lives like that, using food, sex, drugs, alcohol, TV, or social media distraction, gossiping, they use all these things, talk about someone else's problems. And that will be their stress management protocol. And I'm telling you, I've tried most of those, and I've realized they do not work long term. Yeah, and in the moment, it can be helpful. We're all going to do some of those things in different ways, but it's not going to solve the problem long term. Stress is still going to be there when you go to bed tonight. It's going to be there when you wake up tomorrow, unless you find a better way to manage your stress, like meditation, like yoga or qigong, like having a set plan in place when the stress occurs that you can fall back on, work with a coach or a teacher or someone to help you install this practice. And I was just working with a coaching client this morning, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to focus my podcast on this, because I talk to all my coaching clients about it, talk to anyone who will listen to me about it, how important it is to manage our stress consistently with a healthy practice. So I'm going to share that now. It's going to be a very short podcast, but I want to share this with you. When you notice stress, rather than going to one of the old patterns, I'd like you to take 2 minutes out of your day and try something different. The first thing you're going to do is find a quiet place. And I know that may be tough, but may have to be the shower or similar, right? You may have to sit in your car for two more minutes somewhere when you drive to the store or whatever. But find a quiet place with no distractions. Just turn off your phone, turn off the music, and just set the intention that you're doing some really helpful stress management right now. And the first thing is to practice self-awareness, to just stop your focus on anything else and just notice what you're feeling. Obviously, you know you're stressed, but use your body to get grounded. I talk about the sense exercise all over the place on this podcast. There's specific ones. In my book, Breathe, I talk about the sense exercise, which is also available as an audio book now on Audible. So the sense exercise can be tremendously helpful. It takes, once you get practiced at it, 30 seconds. Feel your body. Notice all your senses. Be aware of the breath. I've practiced it for 20-something years now. It takes me a few moments to feel all of that. And from that self-aware place, we notice how we're feeling emotionally. There could be some real depth there. Just notice that emotion, whatever is there. You don't have to name it. You can just feel it. And keep breathing. And now you set the intention to let it go. You didn't run from it. You didn't shrink from it. You didn't repress it. You didn't push it down inside. You allowed yourself to consciously feel and experience the emotion that's coming up related to whatever the stress is. Whatever the thoughts are doing, don't even worry about it. Literally, don't even worry about it. Now the intention is to let it all go. Just feel that space, even if it's minuscule, even if it's momentary, even if it's a micro moment. Allow yourself to feel the space of letting it go. Take a few moments for that. And then you're simply going to think about the opposite of what's stressing you out. What would be the number one best solution that you can think of in this moment? What would it look like? What would it feel like? And I want you to visualize that right now, just for 30 seconds. This isn't going to be long. What does the solving of this problem look and feel like? If you can't visualize with imagery, just think about the solution intellectually, and then notice how that solving of the problem would feel. And just notice that feeling. Notice that shift. It may be small. It may be subtle. It may be tremendous. You may be feeling ecstatic right now. You may be like, oh my God, I never knew this was that easy. Like I have so many times. Because you get the reminder, you know, we stress, we forget. There's just millions of ways to solve problems and to release stress and to manage our stress. But you have to practice. You have to know what they are, and then you have to put them into practice like anything else. Healthy eating or healthy sleeping or drinking enough water, right? We can know that it's important to drink 10 glasses of water a day, but unless we do it, we don't receive the benefits. It's the exact same thing with stress management. Most people at this point know the benefits of yoga, qigong, meditation, gratitude, etc. But how many people do you know that practice them every day? Even for a few minutes a day. I mean, if you just did those four things or pick any of the, you know, even if you don't want to do yoga or qigong, but you simply practiced a few minutes of meditation and a few minutes of gratitude, and the 2 minutes that we just talked about, I sometimes call the 2-minute miracle. And you just let it all go. You didn't repress it. You allow yourself to become self-aware. You feel it. You let it all go. And then you think and feel about what it is you actually want, whatever it is that's solving the problem. And from there, you let it all go again at the end. And just really notice how you feel going through that process. I would love it if you would try that and shoot me a message on social media or on my website, mattogradycoaching.com. After you tried this practice that takes all of 2 minutes, please give it a shot. If you like my podcast at all, if you like anything about what I share here, please try this practice at least once and just give me your honest opinion of it. I would love to hear it. Any sort of help I can give you, I will coach you for free online. I'll send you messages. I do it for a bunch of people. Sometimes it takes me days or weeks to respond, but I will always get back to you. MattOGradyCoaching.com. Reach out anytime. Love to hear from you. Love to hear what happens when you practice the 2-minute miracle. Namaste.